y'all. Welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Kayla.
I'm Paris.
I'm Rhiannon.
And I'm Peyton.
And we're Highly Official.
Bringing you raw and uncut realness.
It's Sag season.
You ready for your birthday, Peyton?
You ready?
Yeah.
What's that move?
That's the shoulder. They're not ready for
you're
that.
You're shaking off 25?
No, they're not ready for that.
Yeah.
What?
What you want 26 to bring you?
Growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In all ways. Mm-hmm. Mental, financial, everything. I just want to grow into being stable. Mentally and financially, both. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I see for 26 and next year.
I see that for you.
Thank you.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see 26 bringing you definitely more growth and prosperity. I see Baked getting bigger. I see more products.
Yes.
Maybe 26 products?
Mm. On the site.
You never know.
On the site.
That are we going to get a discount on your site for your birthday?
26% off.
Oh, you're giving a Black Friday? What is it?
Oh, you should do 26% off.
I don't know how much we're doing off, but I do like that.
Yeah.
I got to talk to my guy.
I got y'all back.
I got to talk to my guy. We're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
So today's episode is dedicated to our girl Peyton for her birthday. Ooh, ooh.
Yay, I'm so happy.
We're giving my girl her flowers.
Her flowers!
While she's alive.
Yeah, give it up for baby!
Thank you, thank you.
You've done so much in your years, and like, we're not even 30 yet, and you've already accomplished so many things, and I pray that we all get to experience you accomplish new endeavors.
Yes, yes.
So keep up
so
the good work.
So we can be here for the journey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We got Peyton
a
little cake, y'all.
And the flowers. Are you going to light it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So you have the lighter. You have the... be careful, because no.
Like, that cake do look good. I'm not going to lie.
I got these candles for $3.99. I'll steal for this bitch.
Okay?
I'll steal for this bitch.
Hey, you have a real one. We're going to get you some motherfucking candles.
That's a real bitch, okay?
We're going to get you some motherfucking candles.
Yeah.
I'm weak. Listen, bro.
I was going to get 26.
Trying to get a gang of candles.
I was going to get like the 2-6, but I was like, is she turning 26 or 25? And then Paris was like, I think 26. I said, I don't know.
I was born in 98.
And then Curry was like, no, she's older than me.
That right. Gonna say,
so I said, oh, okay, that makes sense.
They're going to say, you were born in 99?
Who said that?
Peyton.
Yes, you didn't know she's young.
Paris is the youngest one.
Rhiannon's,
oh, it goes Rhiannon, me, you, Paris.
Paris acts the oldest.
Yeah.
How do I act?
No, Rhiannon definitely acts
younger than her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Man. I feel like Paris.
I like that. I like that.
I feel like Paris, if you wanted to like play roles, like Paris is like the grandma.
Yeah.
Not like
grandma.
No,
and
not
like, the mom.
And Rhiannon's the mom.
Facts.
And we're
grandma
the auntie.
Grandma is crazy.
No, I'm the auntie, you the kid.
Okay, so you the granny, I'm the mom, and these the kids.
No, I'm the auntie.
Bitch, I'm a young
auntie. That's my sister.
I'm a young auntie.
You a young auntie.
Yes.
I'm a YG.
A white. She a Yunti. Okay.
No. What they call them on the game? YG.
I forgot.
Okay. Wait. We're gonna see. Happy birthday.
The grandma is the baby.
To the baby.
To the baby.
My baby.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Chop, chop, chop.
Happy birthday to you.
Chop, chop, chop.
Happy birthday.
I want to record.
Hey,
hold on. I know these are from Dollar Tree.
The mama always trying to record something. Put it on Facebook.
Big mama.
Caleb. Hey. Hey. Get up and say hey. Yeah.
Hey. Hold on, baby. Wait. Hey.
Wait.
Blow it out.
It's
here. Make a wish.
Get some trick candles.
Ooh.
Woo! Yeah! That's
happy birthday.
Cute. So cute.
Why did Ash got in here?
Girl, you know,
I'm gonna eat a little ash. I'm gonna eat it.
We all ate a little ash before.
Where'd the top go?
It's on the floor.
On the floor?
Right here.
Yes, y'all. Yes, I hope 26 where's the other is thing? Good to. Oh.
And we got her.
We
one
got
more.
Y'all.
We got her one more.
She
little
a trainer
thing.
Trainer. We got you. We got some groceries on there. We got you some groceries.
Period. That was a good one, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Trader Joe's.
How much y'all put on here?
It should be like 60,
don't ask.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Period.
Put it in your wallet.
I'm about to.
We got you, babe.
I'm about to go and get me some of them chips.
Yeah.
Ooh, them s'more ones. The
no,
grill
the Takis.
So good. Those Takis are really
the
good.
The Takis.
Yeah, them.
She liked the Takis. Ooh, you can finally get Trader Joe's.
Ooh, I can get my wine. Ooh, yep.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, next thing.
Thank you.
We wanted to do. We're still in the intro, y'all. We got some good stuff coming up for y'all.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited.
Next,
oh, we got a raffle.
We about to do the raffle, y'all.
Basically, I'm going to be doing another 24-hour stream for Christmas. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. December 21st, we have another 24-hour stream, okay? Subscribe/follow my Twitch, okay? I've been gaming, but I also do my IRL streams. We're going to have another IRL stream with the girls and friends, but it's gonna be some. It's gonna be different than the last two. Each one, I think I'm just improvising new things. So, anyway, one of the things we're gonna do in the next 24-hour stream is our little Secret Santa. What do we call that?
Yeah, like a Secret Santa
gift exchange.
Yeah.
Gift exchange. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a Secret Santa gift exchange. So we're picking the names now, and we'll see y'all at the stream on the
21st. See who got who what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The name.
Wait, is there like any limit? Like, are there rules, limitations, dollar amount?
Yeah, we can discuss those later.
Yeah.
We can discuss that privacy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The names.
This has been so excited about this fucking Ziploc bag.
Nombre. Nombre. If it's you, you gotta put it back in. It's not you? Okay.
Who is he?
And we cannot tell who we got until the day of the stream.
Lord Jesus.
Nombre.
That's so funny.
Okay. Here, Kayla.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm scared. No, something's wrong because I got my... Something's wrong because I got myself.
Who lied? You did?
No, why would I lie? What am I lying for? Put your names back. Put your names back because I got
so
myself.
So we're starting over?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I got myself.
Well, this ain't right.
Maybe did you write the names right?
No, it's just y'all.
Yeah.
It's literally like... four names.
Oh, okay. Is that you again? Don't piss me off.
You got you again?
No.
Why did you say that? Like, what if she didn't get her and she just didn't like what she got?
Who? No, I did. I showed y'all. Okay. I'm excited.
Okay.
We
we'll see y'all on December 22nd to see what we got each
other.
And
our Christmas PJs.
Oh, yeah. Christmas PJs.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe on Twitch. And sorry if you don't have Twitch. It irritates me when people think they have to be accommodated to watch some shit. When I put in a lot of effort to have good production and everything set up, and niggas be like, I don't have Twitch.
Well, get it.
When you don't want to watch it.
All you got to do is download it, and it's free.
And if you
it's
don't,
free.
You can do it online, too.
It's free.
Okay. They just don't want to watch it that bad, Peyton. That's
exactly.
Just what it is. They just lie.
Anybody that wants to know, it's not going to be posted on YouTube. You be there or you be square. Sorry, Pooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all, you want to introduce the topics?
Sure.
So today's episode is us just basically talking about friendship, getting deeper into the friendship category. I think we talked about friendships before. I think that was our first episode.
It was.
Yeah. But we also talked about family, too. So this is just more
and
about...
And Paris wasn't in the first one.
Yes. Right. So this isn't just more about friendship. I know a lot of girls probably deal with a lot of friendship issues or question a lot of their friendships. So
or weird ass.
Just deal with weirdos and you never know if you want to cut that bitch off or whatever. So my question to you guys
is, do you guys get a bit jealous when your friend is hanging out with other friends, or like you genuinely don't care? What you guys think?
I get jealous.
You do?
I get jealous because I'm very, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm close-knit. Like, when I like somebody and I have a favorite, like, I don't mm-hmm. want nobody else mm-hmm. to be on the same level as me. So I'm not, I was just talking about this in one of my YouTube videos, too. I'm not the type of friend when I'm not the type of friend when I get jealous. Like, I'd be like, oh, don't have no other friends. Don't mm-hmm. hang out with nobody else. But I will feel some type of way, and I'm just not going to say it. But, I like, in the back of my head, but, you know, I feel like certain friends have their favorites. Like, certain mm-hmm. friends have friends that they put over other friends. And I think I get jealous when I feel like my friend put other people over me.
Because you thought that friendship was so tight.
Right.
It's
especially
like, you proved to me that it
closer.
Wasn't. Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. when it feels like it was closer. We've known each other longer. We go way back. And then I start seeing that little friendship favoritism. Then it started making me feel jealous. Mm-hmm. And it started making me feel some type of way.
I don't like favoritism in friendships. And that goes to show, like, that goes in hand with, you know, there's a group of friends that's like just three. Mm-hmm. Like three friends.
And out of that three, two of them
two
is going
to be closer.
Right.
Yes. And that's so, yeah, that makes you feel weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate feeling like the third wheel of the group.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Especially when they have side conversations that you don't know. I don't even know
sometimes
what you're talking
about. Yeah,
once you do that, I'm literally eliminating myself.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you about it once. I'm going to be like, what are y'all talking about? If I feel like that, I'm like, goodbye.
Literally.
Not playing with you.
No, literally.
But yeah, I don't get jealous with like my regular friends, but if it's my best friend, yes, I get very mad. And I tell you instantly because she's not that funny. She's not funnier than me. You're not having a good time like you think you are. You know you need me there. That's how I feel when it's my best friend. Mm-hmm. But like my other friend, I don't care really what you do. Like,
it definitely depends on the friend.
But yeah, I just feel like my best friend should only be my friend. And yeah, you can have like other friends, you but like best friends. Like don't go be doing shit that we said we was gonna do. Don't go do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't go do that with no other friend. You're crazy now. Mm-hmm. Now you're crazy.
Yeah. I mean, coming from someone who has a lot of friends, I personally try not to feel like any type of way when my friends have other friends, but it is certain bitches, i.e. y'all and like maybe two others, where it's just like, y'all are my main friends. So like when I see Rhiannon, I'll be like, she just went out with her boyfriend. I'm like, who? I ain't never seen you with them before. Who are they? But like if I see like Paris with like her best friend, or like you with your like, it's certain people where it's like, I don't feel no way, like, but it's other people. I think it's new people, because who are you? I don't know you.
Like, new people that come around and it's like they so tight
like y'all, like, since y'all we all become best friends, like,
yeah,
I feel like sometimes you have to make shit look good. Like sometimes you want to, yeah, make shit look good, make shit, it don't even be making it, but I feel like a lot of times, at least from what I've seen, when I see people hang out with new people and then they like post it up with each other, I feel like people just be trying to make it look good for social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, like girls like to be in cahoots with, oh yeah, this is the girl, like this is the it girl right now, so I'm gonna hang out with her.
Yeah.
But this also made me think about like high maintenance friends.
Yeah.
I can't do high maintenance friends.
I learned I can't do it.
Cause that's hard. Yeah. That's so hard. What's y'all definition of high maintenance friends?
Just somebody that's just too much. Like they want to talk every day. They want to hang out all the time. If we don't talk as much as they want, they get mad.
But
now
we
beefing because I'm going through some shit.
I feel like at your big age, mm-hmm. you can't get mad because we can't sit on and talk on the phone. Like I'm literally at work, what are we gonna sit and talk on the phone about?
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
I feel like that type of stuff is childish, like at that point. No, but if you're talking about high maintenance, like you gotta see how you treat that friend, because if mm-hmm. it's a friend that's coming to you like, hey, you know, we don't really hang out, like I'm trying to hang out with you, like what the, like, you know, mm-hmm. and you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm busy because I'm doing this with my friend and this with my friend. I feel like low key,
you're not making
that's
no
weird.
Time.
You're not
making
I feel like low key, you're not reciprocating for that friend. Yeah. So, because at our big age, ain't nobody sitting on our phone or mad about, oh, you haven't called me or you haven't texted me or da da da. Girl, check in. If you want to check in.
Just call.
Exactly.
Don't make it weird though.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to high maintenance friends, it more so gives me like, you want me to think of you in every part of my life. Like, you want me to consider you. And it's like, sometimes things aren't realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, in reality, it's just like, things happen so fast. Like, I've had situations where it's like, it really wasn't intentional. It's just kind of how it happened. Like, mm-hmm. but you took it so, like, people will take it so to heart. And it's just like, that makes me feel like you're high maintenance, because we're at your grown age. Like, why do you feel like everything that my time is entitled to you? Like, exactly. I'm not obligated to have to tell you everything I'm doing, tell you everyone that I'm with. Like, I don't have to do that. Like, you know, so when people start feeling like you have to, or they want to feel some kind of way because you didn't, that's when I feel like you're high maintenance, and I don't want to deal with
that. Yeah, like, don't make me feel like you're my, like, you're yeah. a friend. You're a friend. Like, yeah. stay there. Like, I don't know, because I just feel like I don't talk to y'all every day, but when we do talk, it's catching up. It's no weird vibes. Like, that's what I like, because yeah. we all got our own shit really going on. So I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, let me call Paris today. Let me call Kayla today. Let me call Paige. When I see y'all, we're going to chop it up and catch up. Now yeah. I got something to talk about when I see you.
Yeah,
if we don't talk to you every day. I don't know really what to talk about. Yeah. Like, yeah. every day.
I'll talk to one person every day. That, like, I can't do more than that. I don't even talk to my mom every day. Piggybacking off what Kayla said, I feel like friends that take shit way too personal,
mm-hmm.
those are, like, the ones who are the most high maintenance, in my opinion. Like, yeah. everything is just, they make everything about them, everything got to do with them. Like, if you didn't invite them, it's, why wasn't I invited? Right. If you didn't talk exactly. to them this day, but you're talking to somebody else, it's, why wasn't I there? Like, that shit is just hella crazy. Even in that situation that I'm talking about, where I lost a friend because she was high maintenance and thought everything revolved around her. Like, I literally had a friend, and I ended up not being friends with her no more because she wanted to hang out for her birthday, and it was the day before my granny's birthday, which was also the last day of her chemotherapy treatment. And I told her I couldn't go out with her, and she literally took it so personally when she saw me and my best friend hanging out that weekend. And I just thought it was so weird to, like, just make everything super personal and, like, about her, when I was already going through something with my grandmother that I literally communicated. And mm-hmm. just stuff like that. Like, I don't like those type of people who just make everything about them. Because then mm-hmm. it's like, okay, girl, you don't want to be my friend no more. I actually don't even care. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Yeah. we haven't spoke since.
I feel like that's weird. Like, I feel like friends, they think it's supposed to get easier as you get older. It actually gets harder, you know? Yeah. You have to be more intentional. You have to communicate, make time. Like, sometimes everybody's not going to fall through with your plans. So it's like, how could you get upset over that? Because they're going through life on their end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah. However, though, I will say in situations like that, though, where it's really important, it's communication and making sure, like, it's one thing to be, like, high maintenance, but also, too, people, I feel like some people will take it as high maintenance when it's like, okay, I'm just communicating how you make me feel, which I've been on the other spectrum of that too. So it's like, don't take what I'm saying as, oh, I'm just nagging. Like, I'm letting you know, like, I understand you've been, you know, going through things, but I'm just letting you know how it's been making me feel. So I feel like, you know, it can just be, like she said, intentional on both ends. Like, just so it's just communication. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But no, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, if that communication ends up turning into an argument, though, that's some,
it just has to be receptive. It has to be receptive on both ends. Like, you know, like, we can't always just be so quick to be like, you know, because I've been on both sides where it's like, okay, maybe I'm like taking it a certain way, and it's like, I want to understand, but it's like, sometimes shit do, I don't know, sometimes shit do be feeling personal when you, especially when you see how they act with other people, and it's like, okay, you're telling me this, but I see you, and it's like, I don't want to think it's personal, but it's like,
That's taking it personal, though.
But it's just like, if I'm telling you that, like, you know, okay, like, you know, I'm going through something right now, I don't really have time, like, you know, and I want to be there for you as a friend. You know, like, there's many things that I'm sure, like, we don't have to, like, whatever you need, I want to be there as a friend. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't know how to communicate that. And so we may look up, and now you're doing something else with somebody else, and it's like, dang, like, you know, I was trying to be there for you, but at the same time, I had to learn that sometimes you aren't the person that they need to
exactly.
to, like, get through whatever they're going through. And I had to learn too.
Mm.
You know, yeah. like, sometimes you're not the person that I need around right now. I love you, but it's like, I you're not who I need around me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I said. It just goes hand in hand, like, on both sides.
Sometimes, like, yeah, like what Pedro's saying, like, when it's, like, closer people to you, you feel some type of way. Like, I could say that about them, like, if they're doing something without me or vice versa, whatever, I don't know, I'll be like, but then I have to sit here and be like, Like, why am I being like that? Like, why can't they just hang out? You know, like, it's okay. They can hang out too, girl, without you. So that's sometimes I'll be telling myself that and I'll be like, okay, it's whatever. It is what it is. But then, you know, when we used to be friends with them, other ones, and you know, when they would go out, she'd be looking fun. She'd be looking fun. Why not? You know,
that's your
that's what I
don't know. With some personal shit, though, because
like, I feel like everything really be case by case, because
yeah,
that was personal.
I don't
want to
say
everything. It's case by case
funny,
because
like,
that's different when it's like, when it's like, okay, so you got a group of people and it's basically cliques within a clique.
Yeah.
Right? So you got
cliques within a clique.
You got one clique that always express, oh, hey, we want to hang out. Hey, we want to do this. Hey, we want to do that. And we keep seeing we're not getting invited. We're not being told this. They got it. You could tell it's a separate group chat versus, you know, the other thing where it's like, okay, you just taking shit personally. You making up in your head because let's say if it wasn't posted, or if we never seen it or never heard about it or even got an invite, like I feel like it would change how we looked at
and
when
now
we would see them hanging out.
Yeah, and now when you address it, it's
I didn't think you would want to go. You never asked to see if I wanted to go. Like, I don't know. It'd just be weird. Like, okay, you know,
that's weird shit.
But still, at least extend the invite, I feel like.
That was my biggest thing.
And not extending the invite, I feel like I have the option to take some shit personally.
But some shit. And you know what? Maybe that's why Bleep got mad at me. Maybe that's why Bleep got mad at me, because she saw me and my bestie hanging out, and we didn't extend the invite to her. Cause I could have been an opportunity to be like, oh, hey, like, you know,
that is true,
you know. But it's like in the moment, that wasn't my intention.
Exactly.
But now I could think back on
Thinking back, we definitely could have reached out knowing that it was her birthday that week of. But we just weren't thinking that because my best friend came into town so last minute. She was like, oh yeah, I'm good. Actually, no. My best friend came into town. We did something last minute, but she'd been planned to come in town. We was gonna hang out. She was gonna stay with me. Like that was already what it is.
Like you just spent time with your grandma. Now you got a little window.
Yeah.
You know what? People be thinking they're more important than they actually are.
And I think that was her. And I think that's been us.
You're not
clock
that
it.
Like, you're not that important.
And I
you're
think that's that what important. That was us with others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think I thought I meant something that I didn't. Like, you just, it's like you gotta learn the hard way.
Yeah.
Like, and don't fuck with you like that.
I don't know, but how do you not have that clear understanding? Because I'm very intentional with all my friends. I feel like if it's my world, you would know your place. Like, you know how important you are to me. You would know, like, if, like, you feel me? If you...
It was confusing because it'd be like, it would be some timing. It'd be like, sometimes you get the invite. Sometimes you don't get the invite. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we talking and we express it, and sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
It was like very like just flip-floppy, hot and cold energy. And you know, it's just like if you're dealing with a dude that's hot and cold or a relationship that's hot and cold, you're going to feel confused.
It's like, bitch, do you
can have that same feeling in a friendship.
I don't want secret animosity in a friendship.
Yeah. And I had to, it was to a point where I'm like, now I'm questioning me, like, damn, am I taking this shit really personal? So then I used to trip when they, like, when that, you know, group didn't invite me certain places. But then I realized, Kayla, you're not even going to go. So why do you care? But then I felt like, how do y'all feel about, like, thinking, like, okay, let's say, for example, y'all know what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. And I'm not asking you to have to think it out and be y'all, like, I don't need you to write a list. Like, you just know me because I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. So you might want to go to a club and you're going to be like, why would you invite me?
Yeah,
like,
true.
I'm not going to know. But you might go to a bar. You might go to a kickback, a lounge. And, like, why wouldn't I want to go to that? Mm-hmm. That is the kind of stuff that I like to do. And I feel like people, like, made it seem like it was just such a job to just be a little bit considerate of your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Because now I'm thinking, like, damn, why am I taking it personal? At first, I was taking it a little bit harder. I had to realize I'm not that important to y'all. Like y'all
absolutely.
Fuck with me, but not how y'all, like, y'all don't fuck with me how I fuck with y'all. And sometimes that's hard to
and
accept.
And that's the harsh truth, and that's literally just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, don't make yourself more important. They're showing you that you're not that important. People's actions are literally going to show you everything you need to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'll show you what you mean to them.
They can say one thing, but
you
move a different way. So what you think I have to move off of
everything.
What I'm seeing, like, not what I'm hearing. I'm sorry. So I have two questions, which is not on y'all cards. So I made me a special card for Paris.
Girl,
okay.
I'm not a special card.
I made me a special card.
So
to put
our
my
cards
notes.
Don't have it?
No, it's just my little notes.
Oh, that's interesting.
So Paris, you know how when I bring new people around, you be like, you attract weirdos.
Yeah.
Why? What you think? Like, what you think I attract?
Weirdos.
Like, what's weird?
Who's somebody that you hung out with that,
like,
I thought was weird?
She thinks Granny. I attract weird people.
I have literally three friends that are really, like, what do they call it? Like, friendly, introvert, extrovert, whatever it is.
Very, just very friendly.
I have have like, okay, you're not even that friendly, but I have like three friends who I swear every time and I be right.
I already know she wants to say me.
That's the thing. I have three friends and it's they're good energy, so people gravitate towards them and want to hang out with them and stuff. And I instantly, they be like, oh yeah, come around. Like they try to bring them around me. Like not to say like I'm not cool like that or I could be around, but it's like I just instantly, like as soon as I meet somebody, I know I could be like, oh, okay, I see what this is. And they don't see. So then when I call them and I ask them, what's going on? Like, you didn't see what I was seeing? You didn't peep what I was peeping? She's a weirdo. She's an opportunist. That's not it. That's mm-hmm. not going to be a friend. Like, I don't think that's going to be a good vibe. And lo and behold, you're just being mean. You don't like nobody.
She was right about a few people.
She be right.
You don't like
I'll
nobody.
Give her that.
And then what? Exactly.
And then but don't you have fun when you come around?
I observe. I'm yes. very observant. Like, I'm observant, and then it's like I have to observe you and your environment and how you are around my friend. And maybe the next time I come around, I might be like cool with you if I didn't get that weird ass vibe. But if I got that weird ass vibe, you're never gonna see a different side of Paris. You're gonna see,
she's
bitch,
gonna
I'm
be
watching
like this.
You. Like, you're
Paris yeah. has definitely like been like. Like, I know I got some weird oh, friends yeah. to y'all.
Oh, but not to even just Paris, to me. And I'm
I am that friend that I have a lot of, I have a lot of friends. Like, I have a big friend, a group, whatever you want to call it. Like, I have a lot of different friends.
I feel like I'm the same way.
But I feel like sharing your energy with people is a lot. Like, I just feel like, whoever I'm cool around, whoever I feel good around, that's cool. That's who could get 100% is vouching for you. But do I even trust her sometimes? Mm-hmm. Is she drinking a little bit? Mm-hmm. Bitch, we not listening to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yeah. I feel like I'm like the opposite. Like, I'm really nice. Like
yeah.
I'm open. I feel like I'm probably not.
Can I make a drink?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me see the juice.
I feel like I'm not as like nice and like personable and like open as like Kayla. But I feel like
you're very nice.
Yeah.
Especially if you were like having some shots or something. Like, yeah, Peyton's mm-hmm. a yapper and she's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just start talking and then she'd be telling people, yeah, come with me, come on. Like, she gets very friendly. I'd be like, Peyton, hold on. She's not talking to you, girl. Just stay. Like, you'd be having like, hold on, what's going on here?
Like,
okay, my next question is for Peyton.
Oh, you got individual questions.
Right. Kayla, but it's because Paris, it just made me think about friends, because she do say that to me. And then Peyton, how do you feel? Typo. Hold on. Peyton, how do you feel about people that become your friend because you're an influencer?
I think it's one thing to become my friend because I'm an influencer, because you're also an influencer and you want to collab and you see like we could make good content mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. and like potentially help each other grow and like brand and like network, versus like, okay, somebody that's not on the same level as me and looks at being my friend as like an opportunity mm-hmm. to come up. Mm-hmm. So I think it's weird, like, when I could tell that people just aren't genuine and kind of just like only want to be around me or be my friend because I have like followers, or because like I'm on social media, or like because like they want to be in the know. Mm-hmm. And I can just tell, like, I can just mm-hmm. like somebody, like that one bitch that I had to fight in Houston, like that bitch was talking about, you know, like she DM'd me off jump, like, oh my God, you're so pretty, let's be friends, da da da, invited me places. Okay, cool, invited me places. Then we on a trip. She talking about, oh my God, yeah, we should make a YouTube video. I'm not gonna lie, I hate when people that I don't know like that be like, oh, we should make a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
Why the f-
yeah.
would I put you on my YouTube channel, bitch. And I don't even fucking know you, and my people don't know you, and I don't even know if you're funny. Like,
you just want to be seen.
You just want to be seen.
Yeah,
that's
like
a lot. That's what a lot of people want. They just want to be seen.
Yeah,
they want their name out there. For what though? What do you do?
I just feel like I'm not to the level where I could put people on. So I just feel like doing that is.
I mean, you put us on,
but that took a lot of time. Like, one video with me isn't gonna make your whole YouTube career switch up. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have mm-hmm. that power to mm-hmm. give to anyone, you know? Mm-hmm. One day I hope to be that big. I just feel like where I am now, it has to be genuine, because I don't even like making content with people or even being around people, and I just feel like the energy is off, or like they mm-hmm. they're just weird. They don't really like mm-hmm. me. Like, but there's people out there like that, you know?
But
so,
you know what?
I see red flags.
I think you really have grown in that, like, area. like of like picking your friends, choosing your friends wisely now, I think you really have grown.
I agree.
Like you used to just be hanging out with
No, I really did.
Now I feel like you really have learned.
And when
like,
you say names, it's names that we've heard.
It's familiar.
It's familiar names now. So no, like before you always have like these different names like homegirls, but now it's like if you say their names, it's like, okay, that's a familiar name.
Okay,
it's not no new friend.
I think in like the past, like maybe since I graduated college.
A couple of years.
Yeah, like I feel like the past like 2-3 years, I've definitely been working towards like just not being around anybody. And if I am being around just anybody, it needs to serve some type of purpose. Like if I'm with somebody that's new, it needs to be another influencer, another girl that I could grow with, another girl that I'm making content with, or like just somebody that's trying to put me in positions to grow. And that's those. And if y'all see me with new people, 9 times out of 10, it's because
it's we're like in positions
where we can grow. Exactly. Like we're making content together. We're doing business together. Are we helping each other? Like that's why I've been a lot more mindful of like building my friendships based off of like
intention.
Intention. Yeah, being more intentional with like who my friends are and what purpose going out with them or being around them or hanging with them is serving me.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the biggest things, like when you have like multiple friend groups like that, or just someone who like who comes in contact with a lot of people, like you really have to learn how to differentiate what like who is for what, because not everybody is meant to do everything with, you know what I'm saying? Like you got to have your close friends, you got to have your friends you go out with, the friends that y'all do the same type of work, you know what I'm saying? Like you have to have different friends. Because life comes with different things. So you can't stick around with the same people and they don't help you.
Okay.
Y'all want to hold
like,
the car?
Don be like, beep, painted this.
You want to hold
it?
We
want to
hold the stack? Yeah. Stack. So this is Caleb's card game he's coming out with, y'all.
You want to hold a stack?
Caleb behind the scenes, but he's on part of our team.
What's up? There's Caleb. He has a game coming out, you guys. So
period. We're supporting Caleb. Caleb supports us. So period.
So we're gonna play it on the episode because y'all. Yeah. Where's my bag?
Where the fuck is my shit?
So yeah, y'all. He has his game.
The live heard you.
It says, "Welcome to Get Messy X Get Real, the game where dares get messy and secrets get real."
Period.
Dive into a whirlwind of fun as you and your friends take turns drawing cards, each pack with a dare or a revealing question. Will you choose a messy challenge to earn points or get real with a personal question? The messier the dare, the more points you score. But beware, if you shy away from a dare or a truth, you must take a shot. So, y'all, we have shots here.
You read that so good.
So, are you ready to get your hands dirty and your truths out? Let's play and find out who's the messiest and the realest of them all.
Ew, Caleb, you ate that intro up. I like that.
Ate that up. Okay, when was the last time you talked to your dad?
Who are you talking? Who are you going
to
ask?
No, it's for you to read.
It's for you to read.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, am I real or am I true? Girl, I don't talk to that man years ago. That's that.
No Father's Day, no birthday, no Christmas. Okay. Where's the dares?
Oh, that's a difference. They're not dares. They're more messier.
No, they are dares.
Yeah, he said green is truth. Green. I'm going to do a dare. Show your most private tattoo.
Shut up.
Put that on live. I'll give you $1,000.
I don't know. Where's my
puppy on leg?
Yeah, but I pulled down my jeans. Y'all want me to pull down my jeans?
We seen it.
Oh, my bad. I know that hurt.
Suck a player's toe?
Caleb, you nasty. What's
suck
going on?
Suck painted toe.
No, I just got a pedicure.
Just kiss it.
Lick no, it. Just got a pedicure.
I just got a pedicure.
Kiss it. Kiss it. Okay, no,
yeah,
lick
I'll
it.
Kiss it.
No, lick it.
No. Okay, I'm gonna like that. Like a little like that.
I'm never smoking with you again.
Oh yeah, you do gotta hit the blunt.
I swear to God.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even playing.
See, I'm a real ass bitch. I'm gonna do the dare, okay?
Okay, but just kiss it. Don't lick it. Not you keep picking.
Okay,
right. You're literally cheating.
Okay, just give me your foot to kiss the top, though, not your toe.
Like the tattoo area.
Yeah.
The ankle.
Okay.
Kiss it, kiss it.
Peyton, do you want a truth or you want a dare?
A truth. Yep. If you could stop any crime from happening by doing it once, what would it be?
What?
Let me stop any crime from happening
this
by doing
good.
It once.
If you could stop.
What I thought about in my head is horrible.
What?
You'll kill somebody?
Murder.
No, I was thinking grape, but...
You want to
No, no, no. I wouldn't. Like, that's the one crime I would want to stop, but I wouldn't.
Oh.
But yeah, I could do murder.
That scared me.
Wait, no. The question, that wasn't the question.
When I first read it, that's what came to my mind until it said, but you have to do it.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that's what she wanted.
But she got to do it first.
That's why I said
but
no.
But she didn't read the whole question exactly. Before she answered.
I'm saying that's what came to my mind before I finished reading the question. So
murder, kill,
we can do two. Murder. Two each person go. You want to?
Okay, right. No.
Every person do one dare, one truth.
Okay.
So like while it's her, she dare truth, so she's going to do dare now.
Okay.
Go shirtless until next round.
Okay. What's your bra? Put your bra.
I don't have a bra.
Who said ooh?
Kayla. She can't do that on a podcast.
Text the last person you.
I hope it's your granny.
Text the last person.
Text her what?
Okay, yeah. No, text the last person saying I need help. SOS.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Thanks.
They know.
They know.
That's the homie, bro.
They know. They
my
know.
My cousin.
They know.
Who's that baby?
His godson.
Oh. Kayla, here's your green.
He's not gonna fall for this.
You can't go from the bottom. That's the What's that?
That's it. That's all I do.
Yeah.
You do a green.
That was your dear.
We could do another round.
Let me get a pink.
Then we'll go back into the topics.
Not you looked at it.
My lighter disappeared. Are you stealing?
No, I'm not doing that.
You can't say that.
Let someone draw on your shirt.
Draw my shirt
not
with
the
what?
Essentials.
I don't know. Y'all not taking no shots because if you don't do it, you gotta take a shot.
I'm not doing that either.
No. Hey. Order a pizza.
I'm not ordering no pizza.
We hungry.
Now if it said order a bottle.
If it said order some weed.
I would do that.
Oh.
I would.
Kayla there clocking.
Kayla, you nasty.
I didn't read that one.
See, you should have just ordered the pizza.
Oh, look, see, I ordered the bottle. It's here already.
Oh, so you did order?
Did you?
No.
No, that's not hers. She lying.
Okay.
What's that?
Pink. It's cute. What's that?
That is not pink.
Oh, I thought, what's that pink?
That's that Los Globos.
Oh, that's her shoe.
Okay, we got a little.
Oh, yeah, that's the bonito.
Oh, you came in with the activities. Okay.
What's the damn card?
Read it.
Why am I hungry again?
Read it.
Maybe we should.
John, what's your name?
I've been talking to John through this mic all day. Anyway, what would you steal from someone in this room?
Oh, thief, bitch. Don't say that question because I'm going to look at you funny. Honestly,
unintentionally,
I'll probably steal that purifier. That motherfucking camera.
Oh, God. No, this way. Unintentionally, probably like a lighter.
Girl, that's, you could do that. You do that regularly.
Like
it says, what would you steal? Like that would probably be the only thing I would. Why would I steal anything from y'all?
Girl, speaking of lighter, purifier.
Exactly, because the black
are we talking about like being okay? So are we being like hypothetically?
What? Dead eyes. If I
hypothetically,
I'm stealing Caleb's camera.
I was about to say, Caleb, I'm taking that poster. Hypothetically.
Damn, Caleb, they gonna rob you. Like, y'all, like. Damn, Caleb,
they're the speaker set.
It wasn't me. Everybody look at it. Everyone look. It wasn't me.
Now they say I'll steal a roach. Y'all wanna steal a highly official roach? We should start selling roaches.
Oh, eBay on God, they'll buy that.
It's gonna be our lip gloss on it. Okay, what's your dare, Kayla?
It's that I gotta suck someone's finger.
Ooh, whose?
Caleb,
bring that finger up to me.
No!
You gotta kiss.
You gotta kiss him. You won't.
Okay, can I kiss your hand? I'm not sucking your finger.
You're not playing the game. Take a shot.
You ain't playing. Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Caleb, okay. Give a fuck. She'll take a shot.
There no, that's not it.
I'm not putting his finger in my mouth.
Y'all not freaky.
I am. For my
L7.
L7, you, Kayla.
L, Kayla. I don't care.
Paris,
start hurting.
Here's your dare.
Kayla.
No, this is.
What you was trying to get into when you make this game?
Some money.
Hey, y'all, when he sell this, when it hits the market, y'all better buy.
Oh, God.
I'm glad I'm buying.
We going to play this more in the Christmas stream. This
yes.
Caleb, you think we can get a little sample?
Yeah, it's going to be like the better version because I'm going to make the green cards more like thought-provoking and vulnerability-based rather than messy shit because only the pink cards are supposed to be messy, but the green cards is messy too.
Yeah, I like this game.
I like that.
Give Paris a dare.
I got both.
Oh, you did?
No.
Okay, so my truth green one is, what's the pettiest excuse you've used to flake on someone?
Oh, please tell us.
Oh, yeah.
This bitch, let me tell you what this bitch do. Because I do it too, but let me tell you what this bitch do.
What did I say in San Diego?
You said you was going to San Diego, girl. You was not, or Palm Springs somewhere.
When?
For what?
Remember? And she was like, I can't make it because I got to go to, I forgot.
What I was flaking on?
Filming, I think.
No.
And I said San Diego. I've never went to San Diego.
Or a trip. Y'all, I can't remember exactly.
Paris will tell your ass that this is happening. That ain't happening. Like, let's say, for example, she'll be like, let's say, oh, Gunner threw up all over the place. Bitch knows that that didn't happen, but she'll go on Twitter like, I can't believe this fucking dog just threw up everywhere.
Yeah, I knew it too. We talked about that before.
Yes. Yes.
And make it sound like it's real. Yeah.
No, and that one ain't happy. I'm in my bed.
This bitch be the culprit because I say what should I say? And she be like, ooh, like, no.
So let's bring it back.
Where were we?
I'm trying to think if I want to ask my little like side question first. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So this is not something that we talked about, but I want to bring it up. How do y'all feel about being friends with your friend's enemy?
Being friends with a friend's enemy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ever gonna like be besties. I feel like it depends because basically I feel like it's friends out there who will fall out with everybody and expect everybody to stop talking to them over, like, it depends over what. That's two things. It depends over what y'all fell out with and how close y'all are, and also how I met that person. Like, I think it's different if, like, okay, you are really close friends with somebody that fall out with someone they introduced you to.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like, okay, it's only right, like, you pull away a little bit. But if you're going and you're being super buddy-buddy, that shit is doing too much. Like, that's when it becomes weird, like, being friends with other people's enemies. But I feel like, okay, y'all enemies because, what, y'all fell out over something really, really minuscule that wasn't even that bad?
That word is funny.
Minuscule.
Yeah. So I just feel like if it's some minor shit that y'all fell out about and I'm not, like, all buddy-buddy besties with the person you call your enemy, I feel like it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yes.
I feel like we're grown.
It depends on the situation,
and I feel like it also goes into account of, like, taking shit personal. Like, sometimes shit don't even
be that serious for y'all to even...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like I said, though, it really depends. Like, what did you say earlier? Case by case. Yeah, it's like a case by case.
Yeah. But I also feel like at our grown age, if you don't have the mental capacity to not sit there and talk about somebody that's not in the room, then, like, it's a deeper issue with you. Because as my friend, why am I sitting up talking to you about somebody that, like, I'm cool with, but you don't feel like, why would I even allow that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, when it comes to females, like, females are just so messy. Like, they can't help but run their mouth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like you may not be cool with somebody,
that one,
which is fine. But like you said, case by case, it depends on what you did. But if it really has nothing to do with me and it's something like y'all fell out over, like, miscommunication or a disagreement, like, I don't feel like I should insert myself in that, like, you know? But I do understand we have best friends. And I just feel like if you follow my best friend, like, I may not hang out with you the same, but it's not that I don't fuck with you. And it's just nothing, that's nothing personal. Like, you know what it is.
I think it depends on who I'm closer to. Like, say, for example, if you got into it with somebody and one of your friends, like, I'm just cool with her, I'm gonna rock with you because, like, that's my, like,
yeah. You're gonna go with the person you closest with.
That I rock with more, you know? Like, so.
I don't know. I'm a very, like, loyal friend. Like, I don't care if you bump my friend, bitch, and she ain't tripping, I'm tripping. Like, I don't know. If you get into it with my friend, it's nowhere. I don't want you around me. I'm not ever going to be friends with my friend's enemy.
What if that girl, and she was, you know, like, she didn't really do to your friend, but your friend tripping. What if it's a situation you don't see it as, like, that's not really something y'all should be beefing about? And then, like, you met her and she actually cool as fuck. And y'all and they beefing over some stupid shit. Like, so much, like Peyton said, minuscule. Like, it's not even a reason for y'all to be beefing. Do you think you could, like, you'll try to, like, bring them together? Like, y'all should really talk it out because what y'all issue is not that important.
No, I don't like being middleman, peacemaker. Y'all both grown. Like,
I'm going to always say my opinion. Like, you know, when if both of y'all are telling me about the situation, like, oh, I'm going to say my opinion to both of y'all. Mm-hmm. Whether right or wrong, whether y'all both finna hear the same thing.
Yeah.
That's up to y'all if y'all want to rekindle y'all friendship at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's that. But if my friend, the one who introduced us, decides to be like, yeah, I'm not feeling it no more. I'm cool on the friendship. It's okay. Like, because sometimes it only takes a small situation to show you so much. A lot of people wait until something huge happens, and it's like, you could have been avoided this. You could have been avoided a weird bitch if you would have just never fucked with her with the first situation.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, since you're saying that.
What?
Let's say we all got into it. Me, Peyton, and Kayla got into it. You're not in an issue. You're not even in an issue, but we all three has some beef. What you doing?
How what does that work? Y'all all get into it around?
But so what?
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. So like, what, though? So what? This bitch.
To where Peyton all of y'all are not talking to each other, but everybody talks to me.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Why, we fell out.
We fell out. I don't want to fuck with these bitches no more.
Well, you just want to fuck with them bitches.
So what you going to do, though?
Are you not fuck with them either?
No. Who you rocking with?
Who you rocking with? Telling a friend to pick a side?
No, I wouldn't do like that. Like, just because of where we came from and our friendship, you would
so
say
it would be a case by case in that.
You were saying like a friend. Like, if it's just a friend off bat, and then I was introduced to this other friend, and then you like,
yeah, well, yeah, you shouldn't fuck with them then, because of course you met them through the other person.
No, but if it was like, if it was this friend group, and like, say like, oh, all of us, we don't with Peyton no more or something, or like y'all two don't fuck with Peyton no more, and y'all like, oh, pair, da, da, da. I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
That would never happen. Y'all just wouldn't fuck with Peyton.
I don't see us being enemies.
Yeah, like y'all say enemies. Like,
but even then, I wouldn't put my friend, like you said, in a position to even have to choose in a situation like that.
Exactly. I'm not gonna sit there and give you ultimatums.
That's taking shit too personal.
That's
a personality.
That's a personality problem. And I feel like you're really a hater. I feel like that's some hater shit.
That's some, to tell people to not fuck with me
because
that's some, to tell people to not fuck with me is some real hater shit.
We know straight someone up that's doing that.
Yeah, straight up.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Know. We know.
Oh, that's
and
what
then
doing?
It's like
to be the bird brain bitch to just follow somebody else is crazy. You telling me you don't have a mind of your own?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You letting another bitch control you?
Somebody else is in control up there.
Telling you who you
crazy. That's crazy.
And I don't even come down to loyalty because I've had a situation, which kind of is my next question. Like, what's the worst friend experience that you've ever had? And like, I wouldn't say it's the worst, but it was like kind of like one of my, for me, it was a big friend breakup. You know what I'm saying? Like. And I lost so many.
Spark this other.
Yeah, spark it. I lost so many friends just with falling out with one person. So then make me like, were you ever really my friends?
No, their loyalty was with that person.
Yeah,
you were the add-on.
And it's just like it's a harsh reality of the fact that like, damn, I was f-ing with y'all. I supported all y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I rocked, you know, with them. So you know what you're saying? Like that shit. Like it was kind of like hard to like accept, but I had to accept it. And it's still a few here and there that like, you know, like I know we probably would never just hang out, but like I'm still cool with, and like, you know, I have respect for them. But some people I have to just like remove out of my life completely because you just too invested with that person, and I personally don't want to see that. No shade, ain't nothing personal, like, but you chose your side. So stand 10 toes.
My worst friend breakup, I only had one. I don't beef with my friends for real. So I only had one friend breakup, and that was in high school. Remember her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, I thought that was going to be my best friend. We did prom together. We did everything together. And girl got a boyfriend. The nigga will switch you up. The nigga will have you switch up. Girl just completely stopped talking to me. Like, I remember I would even like call her, like, can you just come over and we could talk this out? Like, she came over and showed no like remorse or nothing. Like, she's just like, and I still to this day don't know what it was. Like, what did I do that like just made you just like want to stop being my friend?
No, but that's just her.
That was so sad. I was so sad. I actually cried.
Yeah, y'all were really close.
Like,
I didn't come to
find out, we ended up going to college together, West LA together. We had classes and everything. Did not speak. Like, we were sitting in class, and I'm like, this is so crazy how life is just like this. I don't know. So yeah, I'd be like. That's why I feel like I don't have a lot of friends either, because I'm just scared, you know? Like, I just stick to the people that I know. And that's why I be like, when I be getting through shit, when I go through shit with y'all, I be like low-key bothered. Like, I don't like beefing with the people that
I don't like beefing with my friends.
Like, you know, in a way? So Yeah, I be trying to fix that shit right then and there the way I can that I think is right. But yeah.
So, y'all's worst friend breakup or
ending of y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you think is memorable or it bothered you in some way or whatever.
I just want to say I had a bitch send me 9 bullet points on why she didn't want to be.
Multiple people have done that to you.
A few people have sent me some bullet points on why they don't want to be my friends. It actually wasn't one. It was... I actually think it was 3. Like, you know, you would think I'm really just this fuck of a person, but like, I'm really like, I'm just a chill girl. You know, like.
That shit is crazy.
Like, I really be cool. Like, so, you know, I feel like if you don't like me, you're probably just a hater for real. Because why don't you like me? I'm great.
Okay, so I was going to tell the story time. This story time, like, looking back now that I'm older, I realize that I fucked up. But yeah, this is one of my biggest friendship breakups. So I was friends with this one girl, and we were really, really close. Like, we used to talk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We were super cool. We were super close. I really fucked with her heavy. So yeah, we was cool. Basically, the reason why we fell out years later is because she went through some shit with a dude, and she told me about what she was going through. And the dude she was telling me about was like, not like a celebrity, but like...
He was somebody in LA?
Yeah, like he was like an important person.
Okay.
Let's call him that. He was an important person.
Let me get a paper.
So she was telling me about him. I already knew who he was. And while this had all happened, like he followed me on Twitter. Like we were following each other on Twitter. So I knew who he was. I ended up telling her and everything too. So she knew like we was following each other. Anyway, later down the line, after like the shit that they went through happened, he DM'd me. He DM'd me because I was subtweeting about another nigga. So when he DM'd me, I'm basically like talking shit about the dude I was messing with to him. And he's like giving me advice. And like I said, I was younger. I for sure shouldn't have been DMing, bro. But yeah, we're going back and forth. I wasn't thinking nothing of it because I'm like, I'm literally sitting here talking about another nigga. Like, I'm not thinking this is like the worst thing to do. Anyway, long story short, he ends up DMing me again the next day and he sends me his number. So at this point, I'm like, oh shit, I fucked up. Like, because why does this nigga think this shit is cool? But anyway, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna tell her. So I never texted her or sent screenshots or anything because I thought it was gonna be messy. We end up having a phone call probably like a week after the DM. And I end up telling her, and she was pissed. Like, she was so pissed. And I felt so bad. Like, she started crying. She was like, how could you do this to me? Da 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 da. And I was like, I really didn't do nothing. Because it's not like I texted him or like went and fucked him. And the craziest part was she had told me about another friend of hers that sucked his dick before, because like I said, like the nigga is like somebody that's known, right? And she was very close with this girl knowing that she did that. So I wasn't thinking like the nigga DMing me and us going back and forth about me talking about another nigga was gonna piss her off that bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, she got so pissed. And yeah, after that conversation, she never spoke to me again.
How long ago was that?
That was a long time.
Because y'all haven't been there. I haven't heard about that girl. That was probably in
like, I think that was like my senior year of college. So what, 2020?
So was she mad at the girl that sucked his dick?
They weren't friends anymore at that time, but I don't think she ever.
Just get on your nerves. Like, bitch, is weird.
Like, bitch, is weird. Because don't be cool with her, but now you not cool with me, but you cool with her, and she sucked his dick.
Caleb.
And she was still cool with him.
That's
just a little bit.
This ain't a topic about niggas, so we not talking about that. So it's fine.
I did feel bad, though, because the whole shit that happened, like, I know it was, like, a hard time for her, like, the shit that they was going through, but I was never going back and forth with bro on that type of vibe. And I even told her that too. I'm like, girl, like I would never fuck with him. Like literally I've had other homegirls that fuck with bro. Like I am not on that. I don't know why you think I would be on that. I don't even find him attractive. Like it's just because, like I said, he's like an important person. I be thinking in my head, like networking, like.
Why do friends do that, y'all?
What?
They get a nigga, y'all.
This and wasn't her at the time though.
But they still gonna, but they she gonna something. Get back with, she gonna get back with that. No. Friend.
They never, I would say they were never together. Like, they were just, like, dating.
But so what? That's, why would you get a, like, I don't know, like, they get a,
some
why you gotta be weird to your friend?
Because some
don't know how to handle like having a man and having a balance of friends and a man. Like they feel like I have to dedicate myself to this man, like, oh, because I'm in a relationship. If you feel like you
I wouldn't say is that though, because they, I kid you, but even at the time they weren't talking, like they had
maybe
no,
not her, but they no do act weird. Oh, okay. Like
we're talking about girls in general.
In general, like when it comes to niggas, like you could tell when a ain't had a good man or ain't never really had a boyfriend. You can tell when a don't get no, because why are you acting like that? Like, right. You're weird.
So
I don't know. That hurt me though. Like she was one of my closest friends, and I just thought it was so crazy that she was gonna cut me off over that. And it's like, it's not even like I was doing no sneaky shit, because I called you and told you. I showed you everything. She was like, how could you just now tell me this? And I'm like, girl, I've been trying to get into contact with you. Like she was trying to say, oh, I didn't let her know soon enough. Like I should have called her and told her as soon as it happened. Like basically trying to make it seem like I was trying to f*** him or like be sneaky or something. And I just thought that was so crazy.
But why didn't you tell her? Like right when it happened? Because I would have texted my friend like, why your nigga?
True.
Why did so-and-so just message me?
I was trying, you know when you like call somebody and they don't answer and then you just wait for them to call you back? Like it wasn't a where I'm about to blow this bitch phone up.
Oh like, yeah, like it was
I
just
tried
like
to get
I'm
in contact with
how-
her. We didn't end up talking until a couple days later, and that's when I told her.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Question y'all. I'm just thinking. How do y'all feel about, okay, let's say, are y'all those girls, if your man, if you out with your friends and your man say come, you coming?
I'm coming home, your daddy. I'm on the
way. It depends.
If my nigga,
if
we in the beginning though, but if we didn't turn up a little bit, and my nigga say I want you to come home. I'm about to speed race to my boo.
But no. I don't agree with that shit. Like, okay, you know what I hate? Because this happened to me not too long ago. One of my homegirls invited me out, and as soon as I got to the club, this bitch was like, "Oh yeah, I'm leaving. My man is here to pick me up."
As soon as y'all got to the club?
Yes. Given it, I wasn't that mad because I pulled up with somebody else, but it was just crazy because she invited us out. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Or like being out with somebody and then they'll leave you stranded. Basically, yeah, like it's just you.
Stranded, yeah. Or girls that be like, my man said I can't come out.
Bitch, you sound like a bird.
I don't like that. What do you mean he said you
really
can't
crazy
come out?
To me.
What do you mean?
And you know, and bitches, some bitches like that though. Like, yeah, my nigga's, girl, what? I'm outside.
I'm looking at you sideways.
I want my nigga to be outside with me for real. Sometimes. I feel like hanging out with your, like, with your dude is fun.
Yeah.
It is, because you ain't paying for shit.
Thank you.
I'm talking like, I know.
You had your fair shares, Kayla.
I like when I go with my, like, I like having, like, certain friends, like, when we go out and, like, like, for example, like, you and Craig, like, they make me feel, like, included. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm, like, when we went to the bowling alley, one time. And it was just couples. I'm like, why the fuck am I here?
To have fun.
I wasn't having vibes.
Yeah, being, like, a third wheel or a fourth wheel.
I was, like, a seventh wheel.
That shit is crazy. I don't like that feeling either. Yeah. Like, let me go.
And there's just one other nigga. They, like, this one other nigga, bro, gonna say, you need to get on that. Like, what the? Do you think this is like I'm not doing that? Like, no.
Those are situations you gotta pull up with another friend.
Girl.
Yeah.
Let me know who
Rhiannon was
there.
The other friend though.
Let me know who all gonna be there.
Rhiannon was the other friend for me. So what do y'all do with the friend that is mentally draining?
I cut them off.
I distance myself.
I cut them off.
Do you tell them why you're cutting them off?
No, I usually just
she just stopped talking.
Yeah.
One day you look up,
probably just
you're
don't
blocked.
Hear from me. Like,
one day you're blocked.
Yeah, let me tell y'all, Paris has blocked
block
me a few
me.
Times,
like, if you
y'all.
Ever, like,
yeah,
don't
we ever follow. Don't
bitch,
block me.
Just
this
tell
bitch
me,
has
like,
blocked
like
me
you
a
no
few
more.
Times.
Like, just tell me.
I don't want to wonder because I'm calling you, bitch, and she don't answer the phone.
You'll just never hear from me again.
That's not cool.
Like, it's like, I don't know. I'll just wake up and be like, yeah, that's not for me.
No, bitch.
You need to let somebody know what's going on so I can know.
I feel like if I'm cutting you off, it's to a point to where I feel like you know what you did.
Do you feel like you have a problem with communicating?
No.
I feel like she just has a different type of communication.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have a problem with addressing, like, the truth about, like, a situation? Like, I feel like sometimes you rather avoid it rather than speak about it.
Yes, because the truth can hurt people's feelings.
I'm the same way. Because
if I say, like, you know, like, if I be saying, like, exactly what I want to say, then I'd really be like this bitch. And I don't ever want to be that girl. So that's why I would just rather stay you know, being me, not let it get to me, and just clear. I remove myself. All I do is remove myself.
Yeah.
You no longer have access to my world, so I don't see how that could be a problem for you. You should just go on about what's in your world. Don't mind me no more. Act like I don't
exist. But let that person know, so that person don't keep hitting you up.
Right.
Yeah.
Parents expect people to get the point.
I feel like you should get it if you, like, did something.
Some people don't get it.
I feel like if you did something, then I'm cutting you off.
What if they did something, though?
That's insane. Well,
that's insane.
That's insane. Like, I'm pretty sure the way I become, like, once you do something, I'm going to tell you about it, and we'll have our talk or whatever, and then I'll be like, okay, like, what? I'll really sit with myself, like, okay, what is this? Is this really worth, you know, rekindling, or should they just never hear from me again? And once I make that sleep on that and make that decision, that's when you block.
One thing that I've noticed about me in Paris, as opposed to y'all, we want to talk when we're ready. And that's fucked up, you know, because we shouldn't want to talk when they're ready, because that's unfair. But right now, I'm not in that headspace to really talk about this right now. So I need to think about it. Let me think if I'm going to, like she said, rekindle this, if it's something to worth talk about.
But I eventually want to talk about it.
But what if I
we could talk about it, but I need to sleep on it. Because if it's somebody that I really care about, I know off, like, as soon as the situation happened, I have nothing good to say. Nothing. I'm going to say, nothing's going to be rekindled. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to take it to the extreme. Like, I know what I could say. I know what I could do. Like, I'm going to take it there because I'm just pissed.
But
I need to think, like, I need to take time.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I could really come at you with the, you know, with the respect you deserve or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if I feel like, oh, it's to the point, oh, fuck you. Oh, then that'll be it. That'll be the last time you hear from me.
I have a hard problem with, like, I tend to take on, like, people's problems. And I don't do it intentionally. It's just because I just, when I fuck with someone, I just care so deeply for them. And, like, I've experienced, like, not having no one, like, in your corner. So sometimes, like, it's not this obligation that I feel, but I have a problem of feeling like I need to be a friend and I need to be there. But sometimes, like, I'm in a space right now where it's, like, I really have to be there for myself, and I don't even think I have the mental capacity to, like, handle what you got going on and what I got going on. But I also don't want to seem like I'm not a bad friend and I'm leaving you when you're down. But, like, I'm tired of being around people who, like, it's, like, always something, because I look at myself and I know how it can be draining, and not, like, it just starts to become, like, it's too much, you know, like, it's just too much for me to handle. So I struggle with that. Like, do I cut you off? Do I distance myself? Do I just pull back a little bit? Like, do I just deal with you when I'm ready to deal with you? But one thing I have done, though, is I've expressed to people when I need a moment. Like, I'm going through something right now. It's not personal. It has nothing to do with you. I just need to, like, I'm in my own headspace right now. And I feel like a lot of people don't take that common courtesy to just tell your friend, like, I'm not, like, outside of when there's an issue with a friend. People don't take that common courtesy to just be like, it's me right now. Like, it's nothing personal. They rather, like, you ever feel like that? Like, you just gotta be like, oh, like,
absolutely.
Well, I guess she's going through something. It's like, I feel like certain people deserve a little explanation. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody, but as my friend, like, you deserve a little explanation as to, like, why I'm a little distant right now.
Yeah.
These don't give a fuck. Y'all don't give a fuck.
Don't believe in putting, like, yes, I rock with y'all. Y'all know the most about me for sure. Certain things is just not worth to talk about. Like, I don't want everybody just, like, so much in my business knowing that I'm going through a hard time. Like, I don't know. I just don't. You know? That's just me, though.
Yeah. But as your friend, I can pick up on that, though. When something's wrong with y'all, I'm an empath. Like, I feel. Like, when y'all feel something, I feel it, too. Like, I can tell when something's wrong with y'all. Like, you know, and I know how to respect y'all boundaries. You know, like, Peyton is, like, when we talk, she'll tell me. But, like, I can tell, like, based off, like, maybe your social media post, or, like, okay, like, clearly this bitch is irritated or something's wrong right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you and your friend get into it and they take to social media, how do y'all feel about that? Do you think it's wrong? Like, once it go to the internet, you done?
Yes.
Or do you feel oh, this is just mad?
No.
Like,
I feel like this bitch just mad. But it's just
but why crazy. You want to take it to that?
I feel
why
like,
do you want to take it to social media?
Okay.
Sometimes shit just
like when you
so
thought I subbed you and you made that comment.
But like sometimes though, like why? Like I may not. If I'm like expressing just how I feel, like in okay, of course my tweet like or like my post may in that moment be because you like something has happened and it's made me feel a way. But if I'm not adding you or nothing, like I'm just asking, like why does it like sometimes like why can't I be like I'm annoyed. Like
it can be that, but I know what you're talking about. I know what made you want to start talking like this.
I've done it. Like I'll subtweet. I don't care.
I do subtweet. I sub
because I feel like taking to social media is I'm adding you. Now people know we're now they know we arguing.
I
like,
see if something is super obvious versus something is okay, like yeah, oh yeah, this yeah, is something yeah. only me and you would know.
Yeah, okay.
If it's something like okay, you come to the internet, you exposing your friend. That's some fake crazy shit.
Yeah,
like,
would never do that. That's weird as fuck.
But like even subliminals can be weird. It depends. Like because I've. It depends to what degree the subliminal is. A little petty shit, you know, it's like, okay. But if it's some crazy subliminal, shady as that's some shit you gotta cut.
Because why something just happened? Why we just beat and now you tweeting like this?
I'm mad.
That's why I be like,
But yeah. then you gotta be like, damn, that's their Twitter. They got the right to express what they
absolutely.
Want. So that's why I be like, I don't know. That's crazy. Because on God, that's your Twitter, bitch. You got the right to say whatever you want
to
say.
And don't I have the right but to say something like, if I think it's about me?
Like, yeah you do. Like, that's why I say that's
and
really
you know
true.
Weird, though? Because we will be in person and be like, weird. But then tweet it like, if we tweet, it's weird. Like, it just hit a little bit harder when you tweet it versus when we say it in front of each other.
Because it's like, why not say that to my face?
Well, what if we not in front of each other? Each other.
Text why me not it. Call me or
you
tell
don't have to
be like, bitch, you're with me.
So you're weird. Call weird.
Yeah, because I don't want thousands of people knowing that I'm a weird bitch.
Like, but
they don't know who I'm talking about.
No, they like to speculate. They put two and two
and
together.
Now that
that's
I know.
Another thing.
So, now that we're in the limelight,
I'm going to just keep calling like every tweet you think
Paris,
about.
Paris, you're not calling.
You could be
she
like,
she ain't calling nobody.
Paris, you're not
every,
calling.
Every tweet you think about, she said she wants you to call
Paris is going to block you because I don't want to see it. So I blocked you.
Yeah, you'll be blocked. But she said she wants you to call her and say, bitch, you weird, instead of just tweeting me. Now you got to call. Okay, bitch, you weird. You know what else I thought about tweeting? You know what? You really, really weird. Yeah. That's what I was like. You want somebody to call you every time? Instead of tweeting, they're going to tweet.
I have a subtweet, but I am learning that that is not the route to go. Even if I want to say something because I'm mad, I don't need to. I've learned to just not do that. Like, certain people, when you have a certain relationship with people, out of respect, you just shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I've had to learn that. And I've done it. I'm very much the problem in that situation. But I'm learning that that is not the route to go. You other bitches, though, I'm going to say what the fuck I gotta say. You bitches is weird. Straight the fuck up.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Paris.
Bitch, boo-boo.
Oh, no.
In real life.
Okay.
IRL.
Not IRL.
With all the the ended friendships and stuff you guys experienced, would you say that has caused you to have friendship trauma? Like it's hard for you to after that situation, it was hard for you to trust a girl again and be her friend. Like, how did you go on about after it since it impacted you so much?
Just be weird.
Or was it just easy for you to just okay, I'm not cool with that bitch anymore, whatever.
Honestly,
or was you distance from making friends, being so close to girls?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I feel like especially as I'm getting older now.
Yeah, I feel like after that one girl that I got into a fight with, it just changed my view of making friends, over social media, especially. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's different, if I meet somebody in person and, you know, you could, pick up somebody's vibe and, if you like them. But, making friends over social media.
Yeah.
That's one lesson
that's
I've
learned. That's a big lesson learned.
Yeah,
for
that's
you.
Been, a big lesson for me. Yeah. Watch out who you make friends with over social media. Social media are not your friends.
They're fans, for real.
And as you get older, it's harder to make friends, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's so much harder because it's now I know what type of shit I'm not going to go for. I know what I want in a friend. So it's and a lot of y'all girls are not to that, you know? I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't know. I've had friendship, problems, but, it doesn't affect, me making friends. I feel everyone's different, and I'm not going to, I don't know. Like, when it comes to friends, like, if you cool, I'll be cool with you until you show me that you're weird, and then it's nothing to just cut you off. Like, you know? And I definitely, the social media friends, yeah, no, you bitches are weird, straight up. Y'all are weird.
But where would you go and meet these friends? Like, what? Friends that you would
That's
want?
What I'm
where
saying.
Would you go? Like, where do these girls
when
go?
You go out, even the bathroom like, at the club.
Or, I seen that, you seen that TikTok where the girls, like, she goes to, like, country clubs? Mm-hmm. And just meet other women. That's because yeah. that's the type of vibe that she. That's the type
like
of
if you go into
girls that she wants
and
to be.
Stuff like that.
I yeah. feel like on those solo dates because I've actually met somebody, but I just be so like, I don't know. I just be thinking in the back of my head like everybody is weird and has a reason. So I just like, mm-hmm. but if you go on those solo dates and like kind of do what you want to do, like. You kind of run into the, you might run into the same girl that's doing the pottery class by herself. Now y'all talking yep. and y'all kind of be cool, but it's like everything depends on after that. You know, y'all mm-hmm. can exchange information and all that, but mm-hmm. it's like, did you really reach out to her? Did yeah. you make the effort? Like, cause it's not, we're older now. So it's like, did you make that effort to try to like
shooting your shot for friends?
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about that? Shooting your shots for friends.
I feel like yeah. it's cool if it's, I feel, natural.
Yeah, I feel like if it happens natural, that's cool.
If it's
but
forced,
I never want to force it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't never want to like be a bitch friend too bad because next thing you know, a bitch calling you a fan.
Yeah.
A hater. You want to be like them.
Mm. So then, what would
can't
be
too nice?
What would be your definition of like a real friend? Like, what's the friend you would even be looking for? Like, what would be your definition of like? You know, this is my solid, true friend. Like, this is my core.
Mm. I could trust them. We done been through some shit. We spend a lot of time. We not spend a lot of time, but, like, have spent, like, a good amount of
There's
time.
There's a bond there. Like,
yeah. Y'all on the same, like, path. Or, like, y'all got similar mm-hmm. goals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're respectful of me. You're considerate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you just support me.
Yeah.
You know, you don't judge me for my flaws or who I am. You know, I'm looking at real friends. Like, when I think of the definition, I have, like I said, once again, I have a lot of friends that I'm cool with. But, like, I have solid, it's a few girls in my life that are, like, these are my solid friends through thick or thin. Like, people who I can see myself, like, getting old with. Like,
yeah, like,
you're going to meet my kids.
My type kid, I want us to, like, be that point. Like, we all have our kids. Like, damn, y'all look. You got a kid now. Like,
yeah, like, I just feel like at
it's
at
so
this
weird.
Big like, age. Together.
I want to yeah. be I'm at really, the delivery room and I want them there. Like, I want my friend, like, that. Like, yeah.
Like, I'm really looking for core friends. Like,
yes.
We're at this point, we're growing old together. I want to be 80 still on my porch, smoking my weed with my friend, swinging on the bench.
Okay.
Okay. Like, yeah. I want to grow. Like, bitch, I basically. Like, it's like a family. Like, I don't want to just be bringing anybody in and you're still worried about childish things, drama, da da da. Like, or you're still doing like stuff we deal with in high school, like arguing over men, like just petty things that you deal with these friendships and with making new friends with girls that you kind of don't know that much background about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like getting to know somebody. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of like, I don't want to watch my back.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But as long as it happens organically and I feel that everything's genuine, I'm cool. We can be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want, like, friends. Like, I feel like friends. If you say, like, y'all friends, there's different things.
What are we talking about? Funny, John. I ain't editing it. Dom. Shout out Dom.
Don. Don.
What's your next thing?
Shout out Dom for the
edits. I think
edits.
I'm done.
Okay. So, I wanted to ask this question. Shout out to my Zoom hotbox. Giving me this idea. So how do y'all feel about like bully friends or like friends that basically mentally like and verbally like abuse you instead of like not being your friend no more? Like,
well,
have y'all ever just been friends with somebody that was super passive?
No.
Can't no bitch bully me.
No, I haven't never
I
had
feel like
that.
Y'all are different.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Have you had that?
You let somebody bully you?
Look, Don, what do you mean by that?
Not saying that it's happened to me, but like I've heard other people's experiences of like just being friends with somebody that's just not really a good friend and like just show that they don't fuck with you like just through certain actions or like just little things that they do.
I feel like you don't got no bone in your back.
Like a friend that just be really like shady and just weird, like passive aggressive.
Is it you gonna check her on her shit or you need to stop being her friend?
Yeah, because there's only so many comments you gonna like, make before I say
before
something.
Before I say something.
I'm gonna peep and be like, oh, okay, are you being funny? Then the second time, I'm like, okay, are you trying to be like, are you trying to throw shots? Then the third time, I'm like, all right, because at this point, I didn't calculate it and I thought I was tripping, but I'm not tripping.
Yeah, I'll
you're being weird.
Three times is crazy.
Yeah.
Like what?
Or like, yeah. For example, when you gave the, when you said yesterday the story about your roommate.
Yeah.
I was thinking in my head, I'm like, damn, like that's some shit I would low key be cool off somebody if they did that to me. Like,
yeah.
Some like
shady. It makes me question you.
Yeah, like shady shit like that. Like, have you ever had a friend that you had to like question?
Yeah, pretty much like, I've like when you've been around, I get what you're saying now. Like when you've been around people who are just kind of like, you've done something like that's kind of weird and now, but when people do stuff like that, it makes me question who you are. And now my radar is up with you. Like,
yeah, like
now I'm watching.
How do you know when it's too much?
That's up to you to decide.
Yeah.
Like what you're going to do with.
I feel like that's inner. Like you're going to know when you're just like, bitch, I'm a snap.
I don't even want to get to the point where I snap. I'm about to stop fucking with you. Like you're weird.
I feel like if somebody throws some shade at me, I'm going to come back with something too. Like who the fuck are you?
I've never been in that situation.
I never had a friend like that.
I cannot relate.
I've dealt with a couple weird bitches, so I definitely.
Right. I'm like, I feel like I've had experiences where bitches were definitely weird when I was younger. I remember, oh my God, I remember when I was friends with this one girl in school and it was her birthday. And for her birthday, we went to the club and she wanted me to put her lashes on. So I couldn't put her lashes on in the Uber. She wanted me to put her lashes on in the Uber. I'm like, girl, I can't put your lashes on in the Uber. We got to do it at the club. We get to the club and then we end up going inside. We at the section and then I see this bitch texting her friend like talking shit.
But you're weird.
Talking shit. Literally talking shit.
And some lashes?
She was talking shit like saying like, oh, the people here are like fake as fuck, da da da. Yes, basically over some fucking lashes. Like she was mad about the lashes and I'm like, it's crazy how she mad about lashes when I literally just got us into the club. Mind you, we were underage, into the club, in a section with bottles and everything. And she mad about some lashes. I just thought that was interesting. And then it just ended up being funny because later on, she didn't end up coming to my birthday party on some weird shit. What was that, my 19th or my 20th birthday party? On some weird shit. And then we just stopped being cool after that. Like, and she was definitely like one of those like shady who I could think of. That's my example of what I could think
like
of.
Like with those shade every here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like just say certain like little weird things or remarks.
Yeah.
Okay, something? Off topic, just real quick. Did y'all know iPhones
do this phone recording?
No. When you text an Android, you could read. You could see when they read your message.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, you can see when it delivered and when they read it. Yeah. And they can't.
It's still green.
Apple is really federal. Let's talk
they
about
said,
it.
Conspiracy theory, real quick. They said Samsung and Apple is working together, y'all.
I wouldn't
making
doubt
it look
it.
Like they enemies, but they working together.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into these emails and these phone calls.
Yes.
Let's get into it.
We have a nice email from Millie. She titled it, Just a Little Thank You. Hey, my name is Millie. I'm a part of the younger crowd. I'm 17, turning 18 in August, and I'm at the age where I need to start focusing on the future or where I want to be in life. And since I started watching you guys have really gave me a great perspective on life. I've even cut a couple people off because you guys helped me realize that I don't need a whole bunch of people in my life. And honestly, I feel so much better. But honestly, I just wanted to write this and let you guys know that what you're doing is great. And I'm never going to stop watching you guys because I literally love you. But thank you for giving me a better perspective on everything. To be honest, you guys helped me be a lot happier.
Aww, that's so sweet.
And then she said, I'm going to leave my number just in case, you know.
Should we call her?
We should call her.
Let's call Millie.
Hopefully you answer the phone. Oh, my God. I should have emailed her back like, hey, we're going to call you, but I never did. I said, this will be a perfect one, especially about what we're talking about. You know, she had to cut some people off.
Ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
I'm sorry.
Millie.
Well, we still love you, Millie. Still wishing you the best. This is a very important time in life. Make sure you don't have to be so hard on yourself, but just trust your gut, trust your instinct with the people around you, with the decisions you make. It is a
and it's
quite an important time in life.
And it's good that you're noticing now at your young age.
Yes.
It's just going to, just wait. You'll see more.
Yeah.
You'll learn more.
Shout out to you, Millie.
We love you, Millie.
We love you, Millie. The blunt is done.
Yep. Oh, who put it out? Who had it last?
You did.
Can I see the lighter?
You took it off the roach clip.
Why would I do that?
I've been asking for the lighter.
Who's this?
Don't ever answer the phone like that.
Hello?
Hello, what are you doing?
Who's this?
Girl, this Harvey official.
Oh my god!
Like, you know, play. She said, don't play on her phone, baby. She said, don't do that.
I thought it was one of them
mixes
or some
shit.
Ooh.
Girl.
You got on your line like that?
I saw a story of saying that y'all was live on YouTube, but I got up there and I didn't see it.
Girl, we on live right now. The whole gang's here. I'm like, she answered the phone. Who is
she
this?
She was mad.
Yeah. Peyton's birthday?
Yeah, on Friday. But we're celebrating today.
I love y'all. I'm always watching the podcast, always on y'all story. Y'all lit. I love y'all.
We love you.
We love you. You said don't doubt calling me. You came through.
Okay?
Period.
I'm busy right now, but I'm so glad that you guys called and just keep on doing what y'all doing. Just know that y'all both. Four of y'all are amazing. So
we love you.
Thank you, girl. Have a great night.
Have a good night. Thank you so much.
Bye.
So awesome.
It's just so loving.
When they scream.
Are you excited to get a call from me?
From me?
Nobody ever gets excited when I call them.
Like,
no.
Y'all are so amazing. It said she was ready to fade. Oh,
she
God.
She for sure was ready to fight. Well, we got to end it here. So.
We ran out of time.
We ran out of time, y'all. But keep sending us you guys' numbers, DMs, so we can call you guys on the next episode. You guys never know when we're going to call you. So when you see that private number, just think it's probably highly efficient.
We need to start letting them know, like.
Yeah.
That we're calling?
Yeah. That's what, I'll
also, too, like, you know, I love all the love, but I would love to get a call where we get, like, an advice over the phone. Like, a question over the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, a juicy story and you want advice over the phone.
Yeah,
like,
we can do that.
Like, we want tea, not piss.
This is the advice column, though.
We just like, but lately we've been getting a lot of love.
Oh, just love, yeah.
We need that, though. Like, we've been needing all of that. Like, so shout out to y'all for, y'all been doing y'all big one. Like, we just rock, y'all rocking with us, so we rocking with y'all, for real. Y'all are friends.
Yeah, we really love you guys. We appreciate all the love and support. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Yep. And if you want to tune into our exclusive live, make sure you join our membership. And be there, be square.
Keep sending us more emails, DMs, and phone numbers so we can read or call you on the next episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Highly Official Pod. And don't forget to send us emails at highlyofficialpod@gmail.com.
And follow us on TikTok at highlyofficialpod.
Follow all of our social medias down below.
Yeah.
And if you guys enjoyed the show, please make sure to rate and review us on Apple and Spotify podcasts. And y'all can also donate using the links in the description box down below. And be sure to come back in the next 2 weeks for the next episode. Until then, we are Highly Official and we are out.
Happy birthday, Peyton!
Happy birthday, Peyton!
And see y'all on the stream.
Tune in!
We got a lot of stuff in store. See y'all soon.
It's going up this Christmas.
Thank y'all for all of that y'all do for us. Y'all don't even know y'all do it for us, too.
Love y'all.
The realest P is out. Period.
We're done.
Woo!